Administrators at the University of Florida must have been wincing at a headline in the Gainesville Sun last Friday. It read, UF requirement for partner benefits. You must have sex. Translated, that means that employees at the university who want to get health coverage for their domestic partners must sign an affidavit which states they have been in a non-platonic relationship for the preceding 12 months. At least one faculty member has said that requirement is offensive. Kyle Kavanaugh is the University of Florida's Vice President of Human Resources. And Mr. Kavanaugh, this all has to do with an affidavit of domestic partnership where people applying would have to swear to any number of things, that they intend to remain domestic partners indefinitely, that they have some joint financial obligations. And then at the end of the list, there's this language about non-platonic relationship. Why is that language in there?
Well, I think you accurately portrayed the issue in terms of any domestic partner benefit plan does typically have an affidavit that requires an individual to complete that has a number of variables in there, and the intent is to assess the relationship. That specific clause was placed in there to convey that the relationship goes beyond the simplicity of just two individuals being roommates. It has been misconstrued to mean that there needed to be physical intimacy between two individuals in the preceding month. That was never the intent of that clause. And based on the feedback that we've received from several in our community, we will be modifying that immediately.
When you say you're going to be modifying this language about a non-platonic relationship, does it get taken out and replaced with something else?
Right now, I really don't know if we would replace it at all. My initial read would be that that would be a clause that we would just simply remove.
Were you surprised at the reaction this got?
I was surprised that the reaction from the media, it actually has not created a issue for those individuals who are enrolling in the benefit. I think it is an absolute valid criticism, and it is a misunderstanding in terms of what the intent of the clause is. And again, our intent is to offer this benefit to those faculty and staff that have eligible domestic partners, and so we can compete at a national level.
So that headline that I referred to in the Gainesville Sun, you must have sex, not how you intended things to be read.
It clearly is not one that I wrote or not one that I would have preferred to see. There's nothing in our affidavit or program materials, as you probably could assess, that contains any such language. So in my assessment, that was somewhat of an embellishment.
Did anybody come to you and say, Mr. Kavanaugh, how do you intend to enforce this provision of your affidavit that the relationship has to be non-platonic?
Again, I think there's been some confusion around the intent. We've done what we can in terms of trying to communicate broadly what the intent of the language is. We will be, as I mentioned, modifying that, and I think we'll be able to smooth this out pretty quickly.
Mr. Kavanaugh, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kyle Kavanaugh is Vice President of Human Resources at the University of Florida. He spoke with us from Gainesville.